on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Good morning. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip at Berrien Springs High School this morning. The road trip is brought to you by Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Zix Specialty Meats at Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Cabana's Ice Cream and more in downtown St. Joe, and Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Big morning here for Berrien Springs. A big fall, successful fall for Shamrock Athletics. We're going to start things off talking tennis with head coach David Schembarger and his seniors on this year's tennis team. Good to see you, Coach. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned, a successful season for you guys. You win a conference championship and the regional championship. You go on to state and place pretty well there as well. Was it as good of a season as you thought it would be?
No, I did not. Actually, coming into this season, we lost five seniors from last year.
Wow.
And I thought we would at least, get to state, but I didn't think we would win regionals. But I've got my four seniors here, Jeff Schembarger, Jaywan So, Colton Staub, and Kyle Johnson. I had other kids, they just stepped up. And I had some freshmen, and then I had a sophomore, Brandon Tripp, that decided to play tennis. And the puzzle came together, and it was awesome.
Were your strengths at singles, doubles, or was it kind of a mix?
It was a mix. I had Colton had to move up to one singles. I had all my singles had to move up one spot because I lost my one singles.
Okay.
And then in my doubles, we lost our one doubles, and all my doubles had to move up a spot. They all stepped up, and they did an awesome job.
Ask these guys. You mentioned David and Jaywan, Colton, and Kylie here. Jeff, for you, expectations for the season for you personally. What kind of goals did you set for yourself, and how well did you think you guys would play?
I mean, going in from like last year, having like only losing one time, I didn't think we were going to do too good at one doubles, just because, you know, it's a big step from two doubles to one doubles. So, but we did pretty well. We only lost like three or four times the entire time. We have like a record of like 49-6 or something like that, as me and Kyle as doubles. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Explain a little bit, because some people probably don't think it's that big of a jump going from two doubles to one doubles. That's probably a bigger jump than some, and even two singles to one singles. That's a bigger jump than some people might think it is.
It's like, so like, two doubles is the second best doubles on a team, but when you jump up to one doubles, it's basically the best players on your team. So it's between one doubles and one singles, which are the best players on the team, three best people on the team. So it's really hard to compete with those people.
Now, Jaywan, you're in the lineup?
I played two doubles, but I started off as three singles during the season.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought I'd enjoy singles better because I had played three doubles the year before that, but I ended up wanting to play doubles again, so I ended up switching, and I think it helped out our team, and I think I had a better experience down in two doubles.
Is that a huge difference for you, doubles to singles to doubles?
Oh, no, yeah. Singles is so much more tiring, and it's honestly just like a self-reliance type of thing because you don't have anyone else to back you up. You don't have anyone to cheer you up, so you have to cheer yourself up. You have to run around all by yourself on the court, and I don't know. I just felt like it was more fun having someone else there and having more of like a action gameplay, because that's what you get more in doubles.
Now, when you guys play doubles, do you prefer being up at the net or back along the line? Do you have a preference?
I mean, playing net is the most fun part about doubles. Finishing balls and just creaming them. I mean, come on.
Jeff, for you, do you prefer either one?
Probably net, just overheading it, hitting people, it's fun.
You like to aim for people.
Yeah.
Colton and Kyle, for you guys, you're where in the lineup?
Colton? Myself, I'm the one singles player.
And the jump for you up to one, was it a pretty big adjustment for you?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, you go from, like Jeffrey was saying, you go from the two singles spot, and then you go to one singles, and I mean, you're playing the best of the best, especially just the way everything's set up. No matter what team you play, it could be one of the worst teams in the conference. I mean, you're still playing the best player on the team. So it's definitely a big step as far as competition goes.
When you make the step up to one singles, any goals you set for yourself?
Not to lose, honestly. If I'm 100% honest with you, yeah. I wanted to do as best as I could and just leave it all out there and just finish out with a good year.
Kyle, you're where in the lineup?
I'm one doubles with Jeffrey.
Okay. Now, do you prefer net or back?
Oh, definitely at the net. It's so much fun. Just amazing.
So now, you and Jeffrey get along pretty well?
Yeah. We've been friends for years, so it kind of just comes natural to us.
Because the reason I ask is, if you're serving, have you ever wanted to just aim for him? Just once, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Jeffrey, you ever want to aim for Kyle? Not going to lie.
Maybe.
But it's all about fun. It's all about fun. Who have been some of the other top performers for you this year?
I'm sorry, what?
Who have been some of the other top performers for you this year?
Other top performers are, I had Peyton Anderson this year at two singles. He did a great job. He's only a sophomore. And then, like Jay Wan was talking about, you know, he started out at three singles, and I had another kid at four, Zach Nanfeld, at four singles, but we thought, we got together after about 2 weeks, and we decided, you know what, maybe our strengthening our team up would move Jay Wan and Zach into doubles together as partners, and I had two freshmen at three and four singles, Paul Cho at three singles, and Yanu at four. And then, you know, I put Jeff and Kyle were together, and then Jay Wan and Zach Nanfeld, I put at two doubles. And then at three doubles, I moved my two doubles to three doubles, which is Eric Belen and Adam Johnson. And then that sophomore Brandon Tripp, I told you, decided to play tennis this year. And then I had another freshman. He was a sophomore, and then Jack Elliott as a freshman. So I really have, I'm losing these four seniors, which I am going to totally miss, because such great leadership from them. But I've got eight kids coming back, and they're like mostly all freshmen and sophomores.
That's awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Kyle, how long have you been playing tennis? Do you remember when you first got started?
Freshman year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What caused to take it up your freshman year?
I didn't want to play football. Yeah. So my dad was like, hey, you should play tennis. And I was like, okay.
You give it a shot.
And it turned out to be really fun.
That's awesome.
I enjoy it a lot.
Any other sports that you play? No, obviously not football.
Baseball.
All right. Of the two, do you have a favorite?
Not really.
Okay.
I enjoy them both.
In the fall, it's tennis. And in the spring, it's baseball. Any sport you can't see yourself playing?
Football.
I knew that, you know, as soon as I asked that question, I know where he's going to go with that. Colton, for you, you started playing tennis when?
I want to say probably like fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had older siblings, so I kind of got into it earlier.
So now when you take your older siblings now in tennis?
No, it's not even close. No, I take them out.
You take them?
Oh, yeah.
Any other sports you play here at Berrien Springs?
Last year, we started the target sports team in the spring, so we're looking forward to a good season coming up.
All right. What sport can you see yourself not playing?
Probably soccer. I'm not too coordinated with my feet, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jaywan, for you, you've been playing for how long?
I started eighth grade here, and then, yeah, because my two older brothers were also on the team beforehand, and so it's kind of like our whole family just kind of likes to play, and so, yeah, that's when I started playing.
So, like, and when I asked, Colton, I asked you if you take on your older brothers, do you take them down pretty easy?
No, my second older brother, he was good.
Yeah?
He was just really goofy, and so he threw a lot of his matches. He should have done better.
Is there a sport that you can't see yourself playing?
Shoot, football, dude. I would not like to get pummeled.
Any other sports you do play?
I mean, recreationally, I play soccer and some other stuff, and I dip my feet into golf, but I'm not that great at it, so, you know, it's whatever.
I feel your pain with that one. Jeffrey, for you, you've been playing for how long?
I've been playing since freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What got you started?
all my cousins play tennis, and it's really fun and stuff like that. So,
of you and all the cousins, you're top?
Probably not.
No.
Last year, Gabe was number one singles, so he's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, if we played doubles,
that's a different story.
We would beat him.
With you at the net? I mean, what's
yeah, yeah.
Other sports that you play?
I play baseball.
Okay. Is there a sport you can't see yourself playing?
Probably soccer. I don't like running.
So we're going to cross soccer off. We'll cross track off.
Yeah.
We'll cross cross-country off. All right. Well, hey, you guys, congratulations on the season. Man, what an accomplishment.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, when do you start thinking and getting guys ready for next year? Is there off-season programs you have for them?
Actually, what we have just started, we're trying to implement as a middle school club tennis team.
Okay.
Which I'm trying to get to the younger kids and establish, you know, our program at a younger age. So, and the other kids, I'm just encouraging them to go out and, you know, go to South Shore or Lakeland, you know, indoors through the season, you know, through the off season, and just keep improving. So it's going to better our program. So
it will, definitely. Well, you guys, thanks a lot for coming on. Congratulations on the season. Fantastic making the state. And, again, conference champs and regional champs. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk soccer here at Berrien Springs next. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You know Cabana's Ice Cream and More has amazing ice cream, but now they are so much more. Stop by in the morning for a breakfast burrito, Nutella waffle, or cereal and milk, and make Cabana's your lunch stop for the Hammy Sammy featuring local Michigan ham. The Bok Bok Chicken Wrap with fire-braised chicken, crunchy power greens, avocado, tomato, and cilantro pesto, or the grown-up grilled cheese. And don't forget, Cabana's has amazing coffee, including nitro cold brew. Now it's always Cabana season at Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports, it's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
From Berrien Springs, the Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The Road Trip brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. For the stress of school, managing your school work, sports, and everything else, grab your B vitamins or B complex. Make sure that you're getting a good night's sleep. And again, think of herbal teas and local honey, all provided at Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Mentioned we're going to talk some Shamrock soccer now with head coach Octavio Latino and conference champions this year. Congratulations, coach. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Successful season this year. Was it something that you kind of expected, or did they surprise you a little bit this year?
When I first saw the team, I thought, wow, we had a great group of players, and I thought we do have a chance. You know, I saw the skills. I saw the enthusiasm to play. You know, the guys had a lot of energy. They wanted to really go out there and play. Mm-hmm. They love to play. So I thought, you know, that's the first ingredient that you want in a sport, you know, someone who really wants to do it.
Right.
And guys that really want to learn how to play well, though. I saw that, and I thought, wow. You know, at a tryout, we had a small group of players that came, but everyone that came was solid. So I thought, wow. So, yeah, we did have a chance, I thought.
Was it a pretty veteran team, a lot of seniors, or was it a pretty young team this year?
It was a mix. We have five seniors.
Okay.
And four of the seniors are soccer players. And then we had another, the fifth senior was a a new soccer player, Aceito. He played before, but wasn't consistently playing soccer. So we converted him from another sport pretty much to play goalie.
Oh, okay.
As Hunter.
All right.
He did very well.
Who'd you bring here with you this morning?
We have Jacob Herman. He's a center defender, one of the best players on our team, though, for strong defense. We had Jackson Glancer also, another one of center defense. Pretty much they controlled the game from back. I have Michael, scorer. He pretty much scored just about everything they throw at him. And Enrique over there in the center mid, he pretty much scored a lot of the goals, though, as an assist.
And you guys, I mentioned winning the conference championship. Congratulations on that. Michael, we'll start with you and go around. Winning the conference championship before the season started, did you think you guys had the possibility of winning the conference championship?
Yes, for sure. Since the beginning, I thought as soon as I saw the team, I thought we had a chance. And just like Jackson, the captains, just like boosting everyone's self-mentality. And yeah.
How long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing soccer since like I was 6 years old when I moved here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I used to live in New Jersey.
All right.
Yeah, there wasn't like much, you know, space to play soccer, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because it was in the city.
Oh, okay. All right. Enrique, for you, you've been playing soccer for how long?
I've been playing for about 12, 13 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I had met you before the season started, I said, you know what, I'm going to guess you guys are going to win the conference championship. But you would have said, yeah, I agree, or you would say, you're nuts.
No, I would have said, yeah, that we're going to win it, just because our team had a really good mindset that we weren't negative about the players coming in. So we were able to grow as players, and the weaker players, they were able to grow as well. So then we just, you know, we're able to play well, and then we beat teams that way.
All right. Jackson, you've been playing for how long now?
Probably since I was like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think was the led to you guys' success? Was there anything that you can look at and say, yeah, that's probably what led us to be as good as we were?
I would say probably like the leadership roles we've had, especially our two captains, Jacob and Enrique. Just the leadership, like Octavio didn't have to say a lot of things, so every time we just knew like when to warm up, when to go do these things. And if someone, like if we wanted to do a certain thing, Octavio didn't have to say it, Jacob and Enrique could like step in and tell him. So our leadership this year was really what I think propelled us to do well.
Jacob, anything else that stands out to you as to what you think led to the success that you guys had this year?
For sure. I think our team chemistry really led to our success this year. This was the first time that we really felt like brothers, and we did a lot of things together before games, after games, on the weekends. We just yesterday went to a Notre Dame soccer game as a whole team, so it's something that's really important for us to get together and really share this experience, mm-hmm. and I think that really led to our success.
And you've been playing soccer for how long now?
Since I was 4.
Oh, okay. It's been a while. So Jacob mentioned that, you know, they're out there communicating and you don't have to say much, coach. You ever stand there and say, you know, what am I doing here?
Well, no, actually, I tell a lot of the guys, look, I really want to go watch the game. You know,
okay.
I want to be quiet. I want to watch the game and enjoy it. You know?
Right.
And there were quite a few games that I will be like, wow, look what they did. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, look what they did. And I'll get some chills or some plays like, wow, look at that play.
Yeah.
Just like practice, and sometimes better than practice. And sometimes like, where did that came from? You know, like something new that they built up. So, I enjoyed a lot of the games though. There were some, you know, where we were losing, where I'm like pulling my head, I'm like, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for the great majority, it was enjoyable to watch them play.
For you guys, if coach were to come and ask you, like Jacob for you, and ask you, you know what, I need you to switch positions, is there one position where you hope he wouldn't ask you to play?
Definitely goalie.
Yeah?
We tried that out in my junior year. We didn't really have a solid goalie, so we were throwing people in. It was only like 10 minutes at a time, but it was not a good experience, so I was hoping that he wouldn't put me in there.
And it hasn't happened since, right?
It has not.
Jackson, for you, is there a position you would hope coach wouldn't ask you to play?
Probably anything as a striker or forward. I like playing. I just wasn't confident with like finishing and stuff like that, like Michael could or anything.
Okay.
Just sort of stick back in defense at Ridgefield.
So you could go in a goal if he asked you to?
I did last year, actually, a little bit.
Did?
Yeah, for a while. I was a goalie.
You feel better being out on the field, though?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot more.
All right. And Enrique, for you, is there a position you would hope coach wouldn't ask you to play?
Goalie, yeah. Definitely. Just some of the one-on-one chances that happen are pretty scary, and the height factor, it's kind of hard to reach some of the balls for me. So.
Oh, yeah. Have you? So you've tried it before?
I've tried it in practice, and it didn't go well, so that's why.
And Michael, for you?
I had to say goalie. I'm not really a good diver. And, yeah, I'm just not really have that mindset of a goalie.
If you guys had the chance, if the situation presented itself after high school, to play college soccer, would you like to do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. It would be a dream to play for, like, U of M or Notre Dame, which I think can be a really reality one day.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, play major college soccer. Enrique, for you, would you like, if the situation there, would you like to play college soccer?
Yeah, I think so. If I was able to, you know, stay with my studies and not let, you know, soccer get in the way of it, I'd definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And Jacob and Jackson, for you guys?
Yeah, that'd definitely be something that, yeah, it would be really cool to do. Like, say with Enrique, as long as it doesn't get really bad studying or, like, you stay healthy.
I think my future focus in my career is a lot more academic oriented, so I probably wouldn't play on the actual team, but intramurals and things like that would be extremely fun. I think I love soccer, so I would love to continue playing it, but maybe not at such a competitive, high-intensity level.
So hypothetically, if you weren't playing soccer here at Berrien Springs and you had to play another fall sport, would you see yourself playing, what would it be, tennis, cross-country, or football? Of the three, and you had to play one, what would it be?
I would probably do cross country. I ran cross in middle school, so and track in the beginning of high school, so it's not as foreign to me as some of those other ones. I wouldn't go play football because the only position I would be good at is kicker, and of course Faith is an amazing kicker, so we wouldn't want to take her spot or even, you know, think about that. So
yeah.
I'd probably do cross country.
And tennis would be totally out of the equation?
I'm not athletic enough for tennis.
Jackson?
I'd probably play football. I played football freshman year and a lot when I was growing up, so that'd probably be what I'd probably play out of.
What would be the least likely for you to play?
Probably cross country. Even though I'm a soccer player, I don't know if I could run that long at, like, as fast as they do. It's pretty crazy.
All right. Enrique, for you?
I think I'd do tennis, honestly. I've never done it or anything, but I think it'd be a good experience to just try out.
Of the others, what would be the least likely?
Football? Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, too much contact.
Michael?
I feel like I'd be a good cross-country runner. I have good stamina, and I have good form, I believe.
Least likely to play?
Probably football.
Football?
Yeah, I'm not really built.
Now, when the U.S. didn't make qualify for the World Cup, you as soccer players, you're like, you know, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? I mean, did you, as a soccer player, get pretty upset by the fact you wouldn't even go?
Yeah, I was quite stunned, honestly. I don't follow soccer as closely as some of my teammates, but, you know, given our success in the past with so many other sports as a country, I figured, you know, we were a shoo-in, and so it was quite surprising when we didn't qualify.
Mm-hmm. Any one of you guys pretty surprised or upset that we didn't make it, or do you follow it that much?
I wasn't too surprised, but I was upset that it happened. Just with the play style, it's so different from everyone else's in the world that you can see how it's not, you know, going to be good enough to make it past some of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that, you know, there was more, I guess, training into it so that we could make it past it.
Right.
You know, and get past the certain play style that's not allowing us to get, you know, far in that World Cup.
Well, we'll wait for your generation to get up, and then we'll be fine. We'll be just fine. You guys, thanks a lot for coming on. Congratulations on the conference championship. Coach, good to see you, and congratulations on everything. And sounds like you've got a lot of good players coming back, so it's reason to be excited for next year.
Definitely. I can wait.
You can wait.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be a quick winter, hopefully, for you.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs. It's the road trip brought to you in part by Zix Specialty Meats here in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. We'll talk Berrien Springs volleyball next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
There are places that are great for watching sports and places with amazing food. But at Coaches in Stevensville, you get both. Coaches has 28 flat-screen TVs to catch your favorite football team, including games on the NFL Sunday Ticket. And while you watch the game, enjoy food and drink specials all football season. Visit them online to order, view the menu, and check out upcoming give-back nights to support the community. Are you on your way yet? Coaches in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Hi, I'm Tammy with Call the Missus Cleaning Service. We started cleaning the stations and we heard all the commercials and thought that that would be a great fit for us too. So we started doing commercials. Immediately, our profit went up. We were booked like crazy. Some of our concerns were the cost, but the benefits way outweigh the cost. For us, when we clean, it's a very personal thing. When we're in a customer's home, we're in their personal space, so they have to trust us. And people that advertise on the radio are trusted companies because they take their advertising very seriously. Well, people hear us all the time, so they're familiar with our company, which is, you know, the biggest reason that we do this. If you don't get your name out there, people don't know who you are. And our profits are growing because of that. If you're considering advertising with the radio station, definitely do it. You can't go wrong. I'm Tammy with Call the Missus Cleaning Service, and I highly recommend advertising with Midwest Family Broadcasting. Midwest Family Broadcasting. Listening
to you. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip here at Berrien Springs High School this morning. Hey, Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel or promotional items and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local, and they know you and your fans and your teams better than anyone else does, and they're competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online, premierpromos.com. Renee Vorath is the volleyball coach at Berrien Springs. Good to see you. How you been?
Good, Phil. How about you?
Doing really well.
Good.
It's been a while since I've had a chance to chat and talk some volleyball with you.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. And what's amazing is, what, you got, what, a week, maybe two until the end of the regular season?
We got a week and a half, yep.
Holy smokes. That went fast.
Okay.
You probably say that every year, don't you?
Yes.
For this year's volleyball team, is it a pretty veteran team, or do you have a lot of younger players?
Well, we have a lot of seniors. I think there's five of you, five seniors.
Okay.
One came from us, didn't play last year, came back out this year, so we got some inexperience. We got a lot of young kids again this year. Yes.
And that's nice to have, and to gain the experience and come up. And
yep, we started with a couple freshmen and sophomores last year. Now they're juniors and sophomores, so they're getting that experience.
Yeah. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
Oh, I got a couple. I got our middle hitter, Zoe Dortch, and I got an outside hitter, Olivia Elliott, and I also got another middle, Ellie Griffiths.
You guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And the first question for you guys is, I know you had a pep rally this morning. What's the earliest you've ever been here in school? Would today probably be the earliest you've ever been here? Yeah, this is definitely the earliest. Yeah, and Olivia?
Yeah, this is the same. I woke up at 4 a.m. for this.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah.
Actually, it's almost lunchtime for you then, right?
Yeah.
Positions, you know, Coach mentioned what you play. As long as you've been playing volleyball, have you a lot of times played the same position, or have you moved around a few times?
I've moved around quite a lot from middle school to high school. I've kind of played a lot of each position throughout.
Do you have a favorite position?
Not really, to be honest. I like playing everywhere. I play middle, so obviously I really like that, but honestly I like playing all over.
Okay. Olivia?
I've played outside since probably like fifth grade, and I don't really move around a lot unless like we don't have like a setter, like our setters are hurt, then I'll do a little bit, but I'm not very good at it.
You're stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But no, Zoe wanted me to make sure that I didn't ask her the first question, so I didn't. So we're all good now. Zoe, how long have you been playing volleyball? Do you remember when you first started playing the sport?
I first started playing volleyball in eighth grade, and I've always been middle hitter. I would love to play back row, but.
No, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're. Oh, I was going to say, maybe we could work on it for next year. You got how many more regular season matches?
Oh, we got a busy week. Actually, we got a late night tonight after this morning. We're going all the way to Hackett.
Ooh, okay.
For an away game, and then next week we have three games next week.
Okay.
And then we start districts that following Wednesday.
Do you want me to start a campaign to see if we can get you in the back row at least once?
Yeah, I love that.
You got it, Zoe.
I'm trying to get some digs.
Stat-wise, you mentioned you want to get digs. Is there a stat in volleyball that you really pride yourself on that you like to get the numbers up? Digs, kills, assists?
I like blocking and birthday balls.
Wait a minute. Okay, blocking, I got. Did you say birthday ball?
Yes, that's what we call them. So they're balls that's like really tight on the net, and then I hit it down.
Okay.
So like, yeah. Oh, I love those. Like those make me so excited.
Yeah, the birthday ball.
Yes.
Okay. Now that's a new phrase I got to remember now when I talk volleyball. Now, does everyone know what birthday balls is, or is this just a Marion Springs thing?
Yeah.
No, everybody knows birthday balls.
Everyone knows birthday balls. Olivia, do you have a favorite stat?
I really like my kills and my aces. Like, I'd love to get them both up, but they've always been like high in my eyes. So I've always prided myself on like that, those numbers.
Ellie?
I'd obviously like to get both of mine up a lot more, but I'd say kills for me, just because they've gone up a lot this year between like other years before. So it shows a lot of growth. I'm proud of that.
So you mentioned kills, and then Zoe was blocks. But kills, when you're going up for one, what are you looking at on the other side of the net? Are you looking at the person right in front of you, or are you looking for open space? What are you looking
at? It really just depends. A lot of times I'm looking for open spaces, but sometimes you're like looking at the hitter, at their hands, if you're trying to like hit it off their hands. So it really just depends on what I'm going for with the kill.
When you're going up for a block, what are you looking for as far as the young lady on the other side of the net? What are you specifically looking at? Are you looking at their eyes or where their arm is or anything in particular?
Oh, I'll be looking at their eyes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then you'll adjust where you're going there.
Yep.
Some of the other top players in this year's volleyball team for you.
We got our setter, Jacqueline Osborough. She's been our steady all the way around. She's been consistent all year, getting the ball to the hitters. We also have our libero, Jessie Silva. She's been amazing. She really came out of her shell last weekend and was digging shots like you wouldn't believe.
Hmm. When it comes to competition volleyball-wise, whether it be in the conference or even non-conference in the area, well, there's some good volleyball around this area, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Brandywine is strong again this year. Yes. It's been kind of nice. There's beginning to be a shift. A lot of teams that were strong have lost a lot of players, so we're all kind of just nodding our head a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Other sports that you play, Zoe, any other sports other than volleyball here at Berrien Springs?
Yes, I'm currently in sideline cheer also, and I play basketball and I run track.
Oh, all right. Of all of that, is there a favorite? I mean, you can say volleyball if you want, but if you say something else, I'm your block.
I was going to say track.
Track? Where do you run in track?
I've been in the 4x1, 4x2, 300 hurdles. I've also been in the 4x4 before, and I've done long jump and high jump.
Ooh, so you've been around. I mean, so she moves around in track. We got to get at least one set in the back row.
We'll get it for her.
I'm trying. All right, and then Olivia, for you, other sports?
I just play softball.
Okay, and I know we talked to you last spring as a student athlete of the week. Of the two?
I don't really have a favorite.
You don't?
No.
And you've been playing volleyball for how long?
I've been playing since, my fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Ellie, for you, other sports that you play?
Yeah, I also play softball.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Of the two, do you have a sport?
Yeah, volleyball is definitely my favorite. I play travel ball, too, so I kind of play year-round. I just love playing whenever I can.
Nice. And, Coach, I know we've talked about this with you in the past, the importance of the multi-sport athletes. And
yes.
You have a lot of those on the volleyball team.
Yes, we do. Just about everybody plays a second sport. Even Jacqueline, our setter, is an equestrian. So we run the gamut of everything.
And you preach that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about being well-rounded, about being a good person, and it develops different muscles.
Is there anything about this team that you love the most? I mean, what about this team do you love just being around?
They're a bunch of goofy girls. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes you just got to throw your arms up and say it is what it is with them, because they just all of a sudden something will happen and they're lost. They're gone. They're laughing, rolling on the floor. They're a lot of fun.
So Coach mentioned you guys are goofy. If you're going to hand out a trophy for being the goofiest player on the team, who wins the trophy?
Zaria Suggs.
Who does?
Zaria Suggs.
Okay. Sorry?
And Zoe.
And Zoe?
And Jesse.
You don't consider yourself goofy.
I'm probably a close second.
Ellie, any other nominations?
I think those are good. I mean, we're all really goofy all the time, so we all just bounce off of each other when we're making comments. And
fair to say that it's a fun group to be about?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
For sure.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right, so what's next on the schedule for you guys?
Okay, so we have Hackett tonight, and then next week we have LMC, then Hartford, Michigan Lutheran, and then Districts.
Well, you do have a busy week.
Oh, next week's going to be busy.
It is. Well, hey, always good to see you.
Always good to see you too, Bill.
All right, you guys, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on everything. Good luck. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from Berrien Springs High School. It is the Road Trip brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Everhart and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. We'll talk Shamrock Cross Country next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you. And I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build a foundation for year-round health. Helen's Health Hut, better living naturally.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ing. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
If your nonprofit group or organization or church has an upcoming fundraiser, activity, or event, be sure we know about it so we can tell everybody. Get information to us at least 2 weeks in advance. Mail to Public Service, care of Midwest Family Broadcasting, 580 East Napier, Benton Harbor, 49022. You can fax info to 269-925-1011, visit theradiostations.com/PSA, or drop info off at our stations on Napier. Midwest Family Broadcasting, keeping you connected with Michigan's Great Southwest.
The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop in for great food after your next big game. Turn our attention now to Berrien Springs Cross Country, and Charlie Richards is the cross country coach. Good to see you.
Good morning, good morning. Been doing very well. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on another nice season so far. What, conference champs and county champs, and it just keeps rolling along for you guys.
Yep, boys won the conference, we won the county. The girls were second in both the conference and the county to Bridgman, who Bridgman's girls are just a juggernaut. So, yeah, we're having a great season so far.
And, you know, girls and boys, you got, you know, a nice string of success here. When do you see the kids really start getting into cross country at the lower levels, you know, at the younger ages? I mean, do you go through the elementary and middle school, or do you leave that up to somebody else? Start recruiting kids to start running?
The middle school coach is Tim Simmons. I actually am a middle school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to recruit kids. Most of the people around here, hopefully I did a little bit of recruiting for them when I was teaching them or saw them in the hallways. But no, we have a pretty big numbers for our middle school program. And we also have a lot of kids who didn't run in middle school who came out while they were in high school. Three of our girls in the top six have never ran cross before this season. So that's a pretty great thing. And we've had success with boys who didn't run middle school, who didn't come out till they were sophomores or juniors, and they've made their way into the top seven. So,
who'd you bring with you here this morning?
We have Ashton Sheline, his brother Carter Sheline, and then we have Aaron Moore and Sophia Martinez.
You guys, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. And for Carter and Ashton, I know I asked Ashton this when he was a student athlete of the week. Is there a sibling rivalry going on between you guys?
Ever since I can remember, I've always been like trying to beat Ashton or trying to one-up him. It definitely helps our team out a lot because as one and two, like, we like to try to push each other better. So,
now, what sport can you definitely take Ashton in?
Track.
Are you agreeing with that, Ashton?
Some of it.
Some of it. Now, Carter, you've been running for how long now?
Including middle school, this is going to be going on 7 years, I think.
All right. So. Coming into the season, is there any goal you set for yourself, a certain time you really wanted to get?
I definitely wanted to break 17. Like, that was a milestone that I've been trying to do for a couple of years, and I just haven't had the chance to. And I recently did it at our Portage meet, so I was super psyched about that.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. Ashton, coming in, any goal you set for yourself, a certain time you wanted to hit?
I kind of want to be at like sub 15 or 16, sub 16 at the end of the year, state meet. And then
we're going to pause for the Pledge of Allegiance real quickly here.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So you eclipsed what you wanted to.
Yeah, so I'm aiming for state to be sub 16 and just see what I can do there.
And Sophia and Aaron, any goals you set for yourself coming into to this season? Any particular time you wanted to hit?
It's working.
Yeah.
So this was actually my first year running cross country, so really? I didn't really have a goal until like later on in the season. So probably 26 minutes was my goal.
What got you into wanting to run cross country this year?
My friends, like Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I really did enjoy it. I think I'm going to do it next year, too. Yeah,
great.
The coach was really nice. And just pushed everyone.
Coach is really nice. I guess that helps, right?
I didn't pay her to say that.
Now, Aaron, any goals you set for yourself coming into this year?
Coming into the season, my goal was to get like 19:30, but I actually haven't PR'd yet this season, but I feel like I'm just kind of ramping up for regionals coming in. I've had a little bit of knee problem, just like little tweaky things.
Okay.
So I haven't peaked yet, so okay. I'm hoping it'll be soon.
Yeah, definitely. You've been running for how long now?
County Middle School, 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, like when you're during the summer on your own, now, you know, I don't know for Sophia, since this is your first year, but what's the longest you've run? And just going out in practice on your own?
My longest run is 12 miles.
12. All right. Do you have a longest, Sophia?
Not really. I play soccer in the spring, so okay. I just run during practice or during games.
All right. Carter, what's the farthest you've ever run?
I believe our farthest is 13.
13. All right. Ashton?
Yeah, so I think it was me, Carter, and a couple other our teammates, and we like didn't know what to do, so we just ran 13 miles and back and called it good.
You know, now I ran cross country in school, and usually when I didn't have anything to do, I didn't go, oh, I'm going to go out and run 13 miles. But that's the mindset you kind of want in these cross country. I mean, that leads to the success that you've had, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, the kids are very self-driven. You know, as we get in the latter part of the season, once they know what they're supposed to do, I just facilitate what they need. They know what they need to do. They know what the workout or the run is, and they could get it done if I wasn't there, to be frank with you.
I asked the guys in soccer, I'll ask you guys, if you weren't running cross-country and you had to play another fall sport here at Berrien Springs, so like for the guys, you would have soccer, tennis, or football. Ashton, if you had to play one, what would it be?
I'd be playing football.
You would be. Okay. Now, was there one you couldn't see yourself playing of the others? Is there one you couldn't see yourself playing?
Soccer.
No soccer for you. Carter?
I'll definitely be playing soccer. Would not be playing tennis.
No?
No.
And then for Sophia and Aaron, other fall sport, you've got volleyball. Anything else that I'm missing as far as the girls? So would you play volleyball? Oh, sideline cheer. All right.
Yeah, I would probably just play volleyball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same with you. All right. A sport you couldn't see yourself playing? Any kind of sport. Is there one that you can't see yourself playing?
Tennis. I don't understand it. I don't really find it amusing.
I get that.
I could not see myself being sideline cheer.
Okay. All right. Other than the two that we mentioned, sport overall, you can't see yourself playing?
Golf.
Golf's a frustrating sport. I've only played it once, and it's very frustrating. And that's why I haven't played it.
Yep, so there you go. One and done.
One and done. Right. Ashton, is there one that you can't see yourself playing?
I don't know. Probably, I'd say golf, probably, yeah.
Yeah?
It's just boring.
Hey.
Could you, if the situation was there, would you guys like to run cross-country in college?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Carter?
It depends on where, what my career pathway is. If it arises, yeah, then definitely.
Ladies, if the situation was there, did you see yourself running cross-country?
I'm not sure if I actually want to run competitively in college. It kind of just depends on where I want to go and if they offer it.
Okay.
So it kind of just depends.
Sophia?
I don't think so. I think I would just stay focusing on soccer instead of other sports.
Other sports that you play here at Berrien Springs other than cross-country?
No.
So cross-country is it for you?
Yeah, cross-country and soccer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Soccer. And then Aaron, any other sports other than cross country?
It just kind of keeps going. So we have cross country, then we go into indoor track, and then track season, then we're training for cross again.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. What do you run in track?
Mile, 2 mile, 4x8.
Okay. Carter and Ashton, other sports other than cross?
No, just track.
Just track.
I played basketball for the past couple of years, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it this year, but we'll see.
All right. Any other top runners this year that you want to mention?
For the girls, we have Shay Reyes, who's a senior, Jezza Reyes, her sister, who's a junior, Victoria Wurzel, who's a sophomore, Anna Constable, who's a sophomore. So of the girls' top seven runners, we're losing one. And then the guys, we have James Burke, who's a sophomore, Nathaniel Bittner, who's a junior, Shema Desunmu, who's a junior, Justin Johnson, Nick Swank, who are both seniors who we're losing, and Sam Markle, who's a freshman. So of the boys' top five, we'll lose one or two seniors. So fairly young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before we let you guys go, cross-country courses that you've run that you just don't like for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Is there one or a couple that stand out? It's like, oh, man, I don't want to go there to run.
Be careful.
Yeah.
They switched New Buffalo to, like, around their school. It used to be on their, like, beautiful golf course, mm-hmm. and it was, like, super fast, but now it's not fun.
Now it's not fun.
No.
Ashton, is there one that you dread running at?
Not directly. I mean, I like them all the same. There's some courses at the moment I hate it, but afterwards it's, like, fine, so it's not.
Yeah, you go, why do I hate this course? I mean, yeah. I did pretty well. Ladies, is there one that you dread running at?
One that really stood out to me, we didn't run it this year. I don't think we are, but last year we ran at Goebbels.
Okay.
And so it's like, we kind of just, it's really, it kind of like fakes you out. Like you go up these hills and you're like, okay, this isn't that bad. You go up this huge hill, but then you turn around and you do the exact same thing all the way back. So it's just rolling hills. And you just don't expect it.
Sophia, is there one that you've run this year that it's like, oh man, I hope we don't go back there?
At River Valley.
Okay.
I thought the course was really long and dreadful.
Figuratively long, for sure.
Yeah. Figuratively long. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, hey, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on this season. What's up next for you guys?
We have regionals at Centerville, and we are Division II now, so it's a new batch of teams this Saturday, of course. And then if we qualify out top three teams on either boys' or girls' side and top 15 individuals, we have the state meet, of course, at MIS the following Saturday.
All right. Mm-hmm. Guys, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Right. Good to see you guys. We'll take a break. More coming up as we talk Berrien Springs football. The road trip is brought to you in part by Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe. Now with an amazing full menu featuring breakfast items, coffee and espresso drinks, and fantastic sandwiches. We're at Berrien Springs, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You're going to have a tailgate or football party this season, so you're planning on hot dogs and burgers, right? Everyone does that. But what about if you didn't? What if you went to Zick's Specialty Meats and had fresh, grass-fed Angus steaks, smoked chicken quarters, and giant turkey legs? And what if your party tray had smoked salmon spread and sausages from Zick's Specialty Charcuterie line? Here's the secret. It doesn't take any more effort to have this spread than it would to have that other stuff. So swing by Zick's Specialty Meats and win the food game this season.
You've made the decision to sell your home. Now what?
Hi, this is Tina and Victoria
with Realty Executives Pro Brokers.
We know this is a big decision. Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We will help you prepare your home to compete, determine its value, and consult with you through the entire process from list to sold.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhard at 470-3923 and Tina Thornton at 591-1707.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back at Berrien Springs High School as we wrap things up talking Shamrock football with Coach Bill Bergen. Another successful season for the Shamrocks. It never gets old saying congratulations to you and the team this year.
Thank you very much. It's been a kind of a long year with such few guys that are working really hard, and it was really nice to have this success.
I remember, and I talked to you during the preseason this year, and last year when I asked you, you know, how successful can the team be, and you weren't quite sure because of, you know, injuries or guys not coming out. And this year, did you see the success that you're having based on what you had coming back?
I think that, if we could stay healthy, that was going to be the key, because we've got probably nine guys that aren't coming off the field, and we've got some key role players that can spell kids now and again, but for the most part, it's Iron Man football.
Mm-hmm. And strength so far this year, would it be on the offensive side or defensive side? Because you're playing pretty well on both.
I think both. But I think the defense has just been probably the more dominant, but our special teams as well. We've blocked punts, returned kicks, returned field goals, and we're also making extra points this year, which we haven't done in years.
And probably one of the reasons for that is the young lady to your right.
Yes, Faith.
Faith, good to see you. Thanks for coming on. Congratulations on the year.
Oh, thank you.
So you've been playing football for how long, kicking for the team for how long?
This is my first year.
Your first year.
Mm-hmm.
What, I guess, what led you to thinking, you know what, I'm going to give it a try?
Well, I've played soccer since I was four, mm-hmm. and so definitely it's in my skill set. And sophomore year, Garrett Jones actually talked to me in my chemistry class about joining and asking me to try out. And I was really nervous then and wasn't ready, but I think that this year he followed up with me asking me to do it. And so I did it. I joined. Well, I started practicing and then joined.
Okay. So he was pretty persistent. He was just like, you know what? All right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I practiced every week in the summer.
Is she just amazed you with what she's been able to do?
Yeah, from the first time I saw her, watched her, it was pretty raw, but it was going through, and I just basically said, if you can get her to 1.5, 1.7 seconds, she's in. And she's been outstanding.
Who else did you bring with you here this morning?
I got Skylar Saul, he's offensive line, defensive line. You got Garrett Jones, offensive line, defensive line, and Kevin Blaylock, offensive line, defensive line.
You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Offensive line, defensive line. Coach said for all three of you, if you had to pick one, out of the ball, would you rather be offensive line, defensive line?
Love O-line and the coach, but I'm going to go D-line.
You're going to go D-line?
Yeah.
All right. You guys?
Defensive all the way. I'm a defensive player, so.
Are you?
I enjoy the defensive side of the ball more.
Okay.
I got to play O-line. I love people in the back.
So. See, you like paving the way for the guys behind.
Yes. I love seeing Danny and Chris and Marshall and all them run protection.
You ever, in the huddle just say, you know what, just run behind me, I got this?
Probably 95% of the time.
And that doesn't surprise you, does it, Coach?
No, not at all.
Well, instead of asking Coach this, maybe I'll ask each one of you guys. Again, another undefeated season so far this year. You've got Bent Harbor coming up tomorrow night. What do you think has led to the success that you guys have had so far? Is there anything that stands out to you? It's like, if you look back after the season, you can say, yep, this is why we were as good as we were.
Honestly, it's the bond that we have. Like, we've been playing together since we was middle school, so it's pretty much the bond. Like, we trust our guys, we trust everybody next to us, and it all just comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
It's our humbleness, because
It's our humbleness, because like last year we were like, oh, we're about to beat KU, and we got smacked. And then for the playoffs, we're like, oh, Hopkins is nothing, and then we got smacked. This year we've kept a humble mindset, and we've been doing great.
What do you guys think?
I say it's a mix of both of those, just commitment, coming to the workouts, all as a team, playing as a team, you know, trusting everything everybody's doing.
Hey.
Since this is my first year, it isn't really the, you know, I haven't played with them a long time, but I know that it's almost as if we're all a family, mm-hmm. you know. We all come together, and I think that separates the differences. It makes us one instead of a bunch of individuals, because a bunch of individuals won't win.
And you guys win the conference championship on your way to the playoffs again. What kind of goals did you set for this team? Any expectations? Did you get together with the captains or the seniors or the team as a whole and say, these are some of the things that we want to get done this year?
No, I don't think we, other than win each game and take that attitude into each week, we didn't set goals. We just figured the goals would set themselves as we were going. But it was pretty much a mindset by these guys to show up, work hard every day, and we'll take what we get.
If you guys were to have on the team, I'm trying to pick a food here. We're going to go pizza eating contest. Who wins?
Dominic.
We actually have a pizza party every Monday that we win at AJ's. And, yeah, so probably Dominic.
Dominic, hands down. All right, the guys that are on the offensive line, defensive line, if you guys were to have a 100-yard dash, 100 yards, who's going to win?
Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think somebody else at Faith?
No.
Just the offensive line.
Just the offensive line. Yeah. Yeah, we're taking Danny out of the equation.
I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, definitely Kurt.
Other sports that you play other than football? We'll go around the horn. Any other sports here at Berrien Springs you participate in?
Yeah, I usually do basketball and track every year as well, but this year I won't be able to because I'm graduating early.
Oh, okay. Now, track is what, the 2 mile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do the shot and disc.
Okay, that's what I figured. All right, any other sports?
I do track and powerlifting. So.
All right. Track, you're doing the hurdle.
No. Not at all.
Are you guys any other sports?
I do track as well. Right. I throw.
And you throw, okay.
And I play soccer.
Soccer. What position in soccer do you play?
I play defense and offense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
It's been a fun year, I have to imagine.
It has been fun. It has been good. We've got a good group of kids, and our coaches, I got a good group of coaches, and been together a long time.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're out of time. Thanks for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
Guys, congratulations on the season so far. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, and again, it's Berrien Springs hosting Benton Harbor tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at St. Joe's Dickinson Stadium. You can hear the game on our sister station, 94.9 FM. That's going to do it for the road trip this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Dave Wolf back at our studios, and thanks to Tony McDougall behind the camera here at Berrien Springs. And we'll do it again next week on WSJM Sports.